Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy my birthday, which was also on Thanksgiving. It was really great because a lot of people around the country had a feast on my birthday, which is pretty cool. Like, I'm really, really grateful for that, which is pretty awesome. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is the show where we talk gardening. Really spend a lot of time giving you gardening advice, want you to be a better gardener. And we do that by providing you with excellent area experts on gardening. And we got a cool situation today. Normally, we kind of have a rotation of experts from our co-op members. That's kind of awesome mom and pop garden shops all over town, really cool places, destination garden centers. Those places are Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and Katie's like premier gardening center. Plants for All Seasons, 249 just past the Wet, a beautiful spot. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden out there, kind of bookending Richmond, Texas. And Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood, all just gorgeous places to go visit, go hang out, go buy stuff. Really great spots, but we don't have one of the co-op members on today with me right now. We have a special expert situation. Mike Sarant from MicroLife is here.
Good morning, folks. Thank you very much for having me here.
So Mike started MicroLife, you know, still runs it. Really also, MicroLife's an incredible fertilizer. If you haven't used it, it's really wonderful. And it's organic, so that's kind of a really cool thing. Mike also has helped birthed, if you will, the OBA, Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance. And Mike, just tell us a brief little bit about OBA, what it is, what it stands for. We're going to explore some details later on, but just going to give us the overview.
Well, thank you, Danny. And you were part of it starting and, again, making it strong. It's a very unique organization, one of two in all of the United States. Very proud of it. It's a 501c3 nonprofit, and what we do in a non-commercialized venue is we promote organic education. So we bring in world-class experts from all over the globe to Houston. So instead of having to fly to St. Louis or Miami or New York or Los Angeles, you can simply come to one of our events in Houston and get the very latest intel on how to be healthier yourself, how to have healthy plants, how to have healthy soils, basically to live a better, more enjoyable life. There's a common theme that you and I both believe in, our garden pro associates, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Mm-hmm. We have a very ambitious educational schedule every year, concluded a phenomenal schedule in 2019. 2020 is just going to be just as marvelous. And if you go to the website called www.obaonline.org, you can get the entire calendar for 2020. I'm very grateful, Danny, for your support. For every event, you guys are major sponsors and even speak for us. So thank you, Danny.
Yeah, you bet. He's talking about Home Show Garden Pros and just, you know, jumping in there, being part of it, which, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a love fest, I think, today, because I'm also very grateful because OBA has really kind of transitioned the city's thinking a little bit. A lot of the members of OBA, correct me if I'm wrong, but are landscapers themselves, so people who, like, do landscaping at people's houses all over the city.
Well, we're a 501c3, so that means we're open for everybody.
Right.
But we do have, unfortunately, a lot of grounds maintenance, landscape contractors, architects that are members of OBA, and everybody become a member. A family can become a member. An individual become a member. A company can become a member.
City Park can become a member.
Oh, my gosh, yes. That's right. Memorial Park can become a member.
Yeah.
Right. And so what it is, it's kind of like a co-op. And what we do is we pull our monies together, and we bring in these very phenomenal speakers. And I visited with you yesterday about some of the speakers that we have coming in, and it is just like the hit parade. And the first one that we have starting January 14th is going to be Christine Bailey. She's a functional medicine nutritionalist. And she's going to say, okay, guys, here's how you eat the best you possibly can for dynamicism. And then we have Dr. Bob Randall, who's on the board. He's the one who started Urban Harvest, a very phenomenal guy, personal friend of yours, Danny. And in 1 hour, if you can do this, he's going to teach us how to grow food healthy.
Right.
So what a great way to start the new
awesome.
Year. Yeah.
Well, I just think of that effect, how to eat really healthy and then how to grow food healthy, as being this wonderful thing for homeowners. But imagine, like, having someone who does your lawn does your beds have this in mind for you? You know, to me, it's such an attractive deal. So,
well, it all fits in. It's all logic. I mean, if you look at what organics is, it's basically logic and ethics in action. And if you are trying to look to establish a business platform, a very successful business platform, what would you like? You would like to have a business that is easy, that doesn't have problems.
Yeah.
So if you follow, if you're an organic professional or you're a homeowner and you want to have the easiest lawns, easiest plants, easiest gardens to maintain, what do? Follow natural law. And if you do that, you have less problems. You're not spraying out nasty poisons. Plants are just growing phenomenal. Water's conserved. I mean, everything works out as long as we follow natural law. So, yes, if I was going to hire somebody and not do it myself, I would hire an OBA grounds maintenance person.
Absolutely. Well, we have a great opportunity, Mike being here. Again, nobody knows MicroLife kind of products better than this guy. So if you had a question about uses for it, best uses, application rates, we love it because it works so much. In addition to that, it is totally safe and wonderful. And so we look forward to hearing from you. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Fall gardening success begins with healthy beds. Hi, neighbors. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. We offer both organic and synthetic soil amendments and fertilizers to fit any budget. While you're here, you can scoop up some seeds for broccoli, cabbage, kale, or pick your favorite fall vegetable from our selection of live plants. At Southwest Fertilizer, we've helped Houstonians solve lawn and garden challenges since 1955. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or visit us online, southwestfertilizer.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Hi, everybody. This is Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy, Texas. Are you enjoying the rain and cooler weather? I certainly am. You know, fall is such a busy time of year, but I want you to take the time to garden, because this is the best time to plant trees, shrubs and plants, and prep your beds for the spring. And we have everything you need here at Nelson Nurseries. Coming soon, we'll have fresh-cut Christmas trees, and mark your calendar December 7th when we'll have an open house with hot cider and fresh-cut trees and Santa and Elsa to visit with you. So come on out this weekend and see what we've got. Get ready to start a project in your backyard.
These cooler temperatures mean that you can grow those winter perennials, the pansies, snapdragons, in containers around your yard. And they look so gorgeous and are easily taken care of. And when there's a freeze, you just wheel them into your garage. So come on out and check out our great selection of pottery in every size, texture, and form you can imagine. We're at Katy, Fort Bend Road. All you do is head west on I-10. And get off on exit 742 and make a right or head north. And you'll see us up the road a half a mile on the right. So join us this weekend. And if you can't make it out, check us out on our website, nelsonwatergardens.com, or our Facebook page. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
That is right, Home Show Garden Pros. Back, 713-572-4610. If you're listening right now, you realize that this is a live radio show. Mike Saran is here with me, you know, talking live. Mike, say something live.
Hello, live.
There you go. You can't plan that. You didn't predict that. So that is what we do. We would love to connect with you via your question, your gardening question, 713-572-46N. And we can pretty much deal with any question. We're doing great. Mike and I will bounce it off each other and get there. We also have a podcast, which is a pretty great little thing to kind of access any of this stuff. If you missed a show down the road or you just love it and want to hear more, the podcast is a great way. We have a website, homeshowgardenpros.com. There is a listen button on that. You click that and you hear the show looped, the last 2 weeks looped. But it's a great way to listen also live. So you can listen to that, call in with your question. Actually works pretty good. That's what my parents do. So that works pretty good. Also on the homeshowgardenpros.com, there is a ask a pro button. And you hit that button and you can send an email to us and we will reply to that email with a question from a professional. But we have a tradition, Mike, on the show every week where I ask my co-host, a question from the email. So you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. This is from Steven. And Steven asks, I had St. Augustine grass in backyard, and I noticed Bermuda starting to grow in the spring and through the summer. What can I do to keep the Bermuda grass growing and take over the St. Augustine grass? Kind of a reverse from what a lot of people want. So Steven wants the Bermuda to go. What can he do to kind of encourage it?
Well, okay, that's a good question. And I happen to like St. Augustine quite a bit.
Sure.
And what I've learned is to have a peaceful coexistence, let the St. Augustine and Bermuda kind of be with each other. But if I was going to try to promote Bermuda over St. Augustine, I would watch my irrigation, if, Stephen, you have an irrigation system. And we know that Bermuda likes it drier than St. Augustine, so we'll change the environmental condition to favor Bermuda, meaning we're just going to be very diligent in the amount of water that we put on, keep it more on the dry side to help the St. Augustine thrive. What about you, Danny? What do you think?
Well, I think that's a great thought. I mean, I have a really lush St. Augustine lawn that I don't water at all. Part of that is the way I've treated the soil, right? I've improved the soil. So healthy soil, healthy plants. Yeah.
Healthy people.
Yeah. And so if Bermuda is famous for handling a lot less water than St. Augustine, I know it's also – we talk about mow heights pretty often on the show.
Okay, yes.
So I believe St. Augustine loves to be kept around 4 inches of height, where Bermuda is more like 2 inches.
Oh, good point.
And so if Stephen's really trying to keep it like only Bermuda eventually, which that's going to be a really long process for him. But, you know, mowing it to 2 inches pretty regularly. Don't do the St. Augustine's preferred height. Do the Bermuda's preferred height. And that would work the other way too, I would guess. So,
well, that's a great point, Danny. That's what I would do too then, if that's what I wanted.
Yeah, so a lot of people that would prefer St. Augustine and getting Bermuda are mowing their lawns too low maybe, right?
Okay, right.
So you mow it too low, that's when you get weeds in, that's when you get a lot more problems in. But if you can tend to your soil, you'll get a lot kind of lusher, whatever you're trying to get. So 713-572-4610. So that was Stephen's question of the week. So
I've got something to add, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Stephen, I was telling you earlier that I love St. Augustine. And in the organic world, one of the biggest questions that we're always asked, what do we do about weeds? And I think that, Danny, could be a phenomenal subject that we could work with either today or later.
No.
But if we want to control weeds in lawns, I think the easiest lawns to be basically what we call weed-free is the St. Augustine.
Right.
That they just love to just kind of push out horizontally, and they can really do a phenomenal job of crowding out weeds. Where Bermuda, to me, is kind of like this really peaceful, friendly turf grass.
Sure.
Like, hey, let's all everybody grow together. You know, I'm happy. You know, if you want to grow there, that's fine. Let me grow here. But St. Augustine, I think, is the more muscle weed if we want to have weed-free.
Yeah, if you're choosing, if you want to choose to just have a totally not the urban meadow that's been discussed.
Oh, now that's a cool subject too, Dan.
That is. Yeah. We'll explore both.
Okay.
So to me, St. Augustine has that also. And as a veggie gardener, I have like gravel pathways in my backyard. And I like St. Augustine because it's kind of easy to remove from those settings.
Yeah, good point.
Where the Bermuda, oh man, you can't get the Bermuda. The Bermuda comes in from the bottom up and the St. Augustine from the top down.
Yeah, yeah.
And so St. Augustine is that when you give it its area, it's dominant if the soil's healthy.
Yes.
And when you don't give it, when you don't want it, it's kind of like, okay, yes, sir. Sorry, sir. It's like a soldier. You know, it's like an army.
Right.
Army grass, maybe, is what they could call it.
Yeah.
Instead of a confusing name like St. Augustine. So, but it's interesting that we're talking about kind of the subject of weeds, the subject of kind of improved soils. Do you see those two things as related?
Oh, absolutely. We know from microbiology studies, and let's go back to Elaine Ingham.
Oh, yes. And, a great OBA speaker that's come in multiple times.
Oh, yes, right. Phenomenal. Probably she'll never get all the recognition she deserves, but yeah. I think she started the third agricultural revolution, which means working with the soil biology and how it can determine destiny of plants. So if we look at what the normal environmental conditions for annual weeds, what they like below ground, and what a perennial crop like St. Augustine and Bermuda, what they like below ground, we can manipulate the biology, right, to help grow the plant that favors that type of soil.
Right.
I hope I said that right.
I think that was good. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So anyway, we know that weeds, for the most part, what we call weeds, and maybe we ought to call them lawn herbs, not demonize them, right? So these lawn herbs, they like a simpler soil ecology, which I'm going to say is bacterial dominated.
Right.
That doesn't mean bacteria is bad. It just means that they're simpler organisms than fungi, and so simpler plants like simpler organisms.
Okay.
So we look at perennials, and we look at shrubs, and we look at trees, and they become more sophisticated plants, or are more sophisticated plants. They like a more sophisticated soil microbiology, meaning more fungal dominant. Mm. So what we apply to the soil will determine what that microbiology culture is. And so if we want a lot of weeds, which, hey, may not be such a bad thing, right? They're just basically lawn herbs, and they're helping the soil. Then we do things that will give them the growing conditions that they like. Well, we know now that the growing conditions that what we call weeds like are high-salt chemical fertilizers and herbicides, chemical herbicides, and chemical pesticides. So if we apply those to the soil, we're suppressing the natural development of the soil, and we're keeping it in its simpler state, which is bacteria. And so weeds grow where weeds can grow best. I grow where I can grow best. So weeds are going to take that simple soil, and they're going to be able to grow easier than, let's say, your St. Augustine or Bermuda. And what they're actually doing is they're trying to improve that soil to make it better. And when their job is done, a couple thousand years from now, they say, adios, Danny, I did my job and I'm gone. And the St. Augustine, the Bermuda, then start to become dominant. If we want to try to speed up what we call succession, to get away from simple, primitive, poor soils
right.
to more fungal-dominated, rich, organic soils, then we do certain things to make that happen. One is we do not use chemical herbicides or chemical fertilizers. We start using organics.
Yes, and we're going to keep exploring that exact thing. I love this concept of a weed spectrum, a soil spectrum, as we're going to kind of explore that a little bit, how to get to the place where St. Augustine will just simply thrive.
Yes,
so
okay.
That's it's a great kind of notion, and you really painted this picture of the spectrum that you know we can put ourselves on. And we can move ourselves towards. So awesome. Mike Sorant here, dishing out some great knowledge. 713-572-4610. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That is right. Home Show Garden Pros is back. And we're kind of really mentioned the idea of considering a landscaper that can do things organically and sustainably. One of those folks is Mike Ball Irrigation. I know for a fact he uses MicroLife, Mike's products over here. So it's one of the ways that you can do things organically. The other is using great soil. The other is caring about water. So using water smart plants. Systems that will conserve water. Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting does just that. I'm going to take a brief moment to talk about their irrigation systems, but they really focus on conserving, so 30% more efficient, and that's getting water to your plants when they need it and not just all the time. But they also do phenomenal, beautiful backyard, low-maintenance oases, so landscaping that's low-maintenance and beautiful. And I love it because they can do everything. So I don't know that many companies that can install an outdoor kitchen but also do a beautiful herb wall. They can do organic vegetable gardens but also do like a giant pergola and fire pit in your backyard. These guys can do all of it. They do it beautifully, and they do their best to be kind of environmentally friendly, to be as sustainable as they possibly can, not just in their installation but also through the whole design process. So pavers, retaining walls, if you want to get some height in your yard, living walls, which are pretty hard to install, actually. I had to do it a couple times, but these guys do it really well. And just all other things that might be a way for you to make your backyard that kind of perfect oasis, that inviting place that you want to go be. So call Mike Ball with your vision. They'll custom build it for less than you expect. That's Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. Their website is MikeBallIrrigation.com.
This is Home Show Garden Pro on Sports Radio 610. I'm Mike Sorant with Danny Milliken. And we'd like for you guys to call us with your gardening questions at 713-572-4610.
That is right. We'd love to hear your questions. Give us a call. We can definitely help with anything. Before we start answering gardening questions, though, I do want to just kind of continue on this conversation that you've piqued my brain, and this is this soil spectrum. and how weeds are on the way left, as is bacteria and poor soil. And as we improve our soil, improve our soil diversity, we grow in our plant maturity or plant advancement all the way up to big, huge trees. Well, lawns aren't big, huge trees, right? You know, they're...
Yes, right. Okay.
So do lawns kind of fall in the middle of the spectrum, or where's that?
Well, lawns are, what we're going to say, they're perennial, right? And so that means they're a little bit more advanced than what we're going to say are annuals, which are a lot of our broadleaf and grassy weeds. And during the winter, we generally have what's called the cool season broadleaves.
Yeah.
And then during the summer, we have what we generally call the warm season annual grassy weeds. So if you think about improving your soil, and that's increasing organic matter, and you can do that a lot of ways very easily, what you're going to do is you're going to open up the soil, right? You're going to allow oxygen and water to flow. You're going to have greater water infiltration. So what I'm trying to do is paint a picture that if you put one thing in motion, multiple things happen.
Sure.
And so with the right carbon in place through your organic matter, you're going to start feeding your fungi in addition to your bacteria. So
right.
Your fungi are going to grow with your bacteria, and then you're going to have a greater fungal content in your soil. And where we see things really starting to happen, and everybody out there can take some soil tests, and they can find out what their organic matter is in their turf grass areas. Most of us start with really poor brought-in fill dirt for our turf grass.
Or even just damaged soil from all these storms and heavy rain events. You know?
Right, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So if we look at our organic matter, generally it's like about 1%. And that's not enough energy to start pushing a lot of microbial growth. So what we want to do is we're trying to get that organic matter into soils, pretty easy to do, to at least 3%. That means that we have both enough food for the bacteria and the fungi. And when we start getting to that point and we go back into the soil improvement I talked about, soil aggregates start breaking up, greater oxygen, more water infiltration, greater fungal growth, then what we do is what we find is that the weeds are actually there for a purpose. Lawn herbs are there for a purpose because Mother Nature doesn't ever want to see her skin uncovered. She's always trying to grow a plant.
She's a shy lady.
Well, she's a smart one, I'll tell you that for sure. So she's going to grow something. And if weeds are what we call weeds are what grow the best, and then that's what she's going to grow.
Right.
But once the weeds have done their function, and I'm going to call it the succession, and they've improved the soil, add the organic matter, and like I said, this could take a couple thousand years,
right.
And we just don't live quite that long.
Yeah.
Then the weeds go away, and it opens up into your perennial prairies, right? And then your prairies go into your ornamentals, and then
sure.
Your ornamentals succeed into your high-end trees.
So, but as far as a lawn and prairie are going to be a similar situation,
place. Yeah, right, exactly.
So there's one direction that we go. We see a lot of weeds in our lawn, and we want to – our first move should be improve the soil.
Exactly.
And that's the long-term move also. You want to get rid of weeds in your St. Augustine lawn. You need to get away from a weedy soil to a perennial soil.
Exactly. Good point. Yeah.
But you mentioned earlier, so that's like weeds to lawns. You also mentioned that there's actions, not just extreme weather events, but actions that we can take that will push us backwards.
Yes.
From perennial spaces to weedy soil.
Exactly. I mean, this should go back to chemical programs, chemical fertilizer programs. They always have chemical herbicides with them. Has anybody out there ever applied a chemical herbicide one time to their lawn and never had to do it again?
Right.
And the answer is no. I mean, once you start milking that cow and you're on that chemical program, you never get off of it when you're on a chemical program. So the way to stop is, if number one, don't demonize the weeds so bad that you're going to spray a poison that you, your kids, your dogs are all going to roll in. I mean, just don't do that.
Right.
And start adopting your organic methods. Remember, weeds are not evil. We think they're evil because we're told they're evil, but they're not. Okay.
Yeah.
And so what we want to do probably more than anything else, we want to add nice, clean, organic matter. And we can do that either through good quality compost or through humic acid or humates or granular molasses or liquid molasses. Mm. All this is really inexpensive.
Absolutely. And I definitely want to explore actual products to help improve the space. And we'll do some compare and contrasting on some things that can help you and some things that can actually hurt you in this process. But really, if you think of it, if you have a pain in a finger, like you smashed your finger, burned your finger, you don't cut your finger off. You acknowledge a symptom and you kind of let your body heal, really, you know. And then when we see these herbs, as you're saying, the weeds in the lawn or lawn herbs, it's like our immediate response is, oh no, they all got to go. But really, you can adjust the system so that land will heal. And, you know, people use it in agriculture, horticulture, conservation all over the place. And it's something that we can access. And we'll explore that in a little bit after this quick break. 713-572-4610, Home Show Garden Pros.
Fall gardening can be simple and rewarding if you start with the right stuff. Pre-treat your garden beds with quality organic fertilizers and plant foods. Add healthy plants. Then water is needed. The trick is to keep a sharp eye out for pests and weeds. We love fall gardeners at Wabash Feed and Garden. We provided supplies, plants, and advice to help them find success for over a century. I'm Betty Hecker here, inviting you to come visit. We have everything you need and a few surprises. You'll find fresh herbs, vegetables, fruit trees, and healthy pet foods too, for rabbits, chickens, cats, dogs, on up to horses. And don't forget to bring the kids. They'll love our store and barnyard critters. Wabash Feed and Garden is easy to find on Shepherd, just north of 610. Come on by and find a little piece of the country in the heart of the city. WabashFeed.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
This is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, located in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
That is right. That is correct, 713-572-4610. We'd love to get your gardening question in here. We've been talking lawns a little bit. We're talking about improving your soils, about to kind of unleash some great products that will just do a great job of getting you to a place where your St. Augustine is dominant. Your St. Augustine is the plant, the perennial plant that just really outcompetes most yard weeds. So Mike Sarant is here. Mike is the owner of MicroLife and El Presidente of OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, which is an awesome nonprofit that just does education about three kind of areas, healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. And so that's kind of a cool thing we got going on. So we're talking through what is the deal with soil succession? What is the deal with actually getting weeds out of your lawn? And what's going to work long term? So Mike's telling us to not be too proactive, too reactive with weeds, to kind of realize that there's a system in place that we can access called nature. So you mentioned a few kind of excellent amendments. You mentioned compost is something we talk about a lot on the show because it really kind of carries a lot of the benefits of a kind of a combination of things, but humic acid, molasses, and I always love seaweed too for the exact same reason. It great balanced food. But how do you see some of those as being like, Where do you rank them? Just talk about some of those amendments a little bit for overcoming compaction, overcoming poor soil.
Well, I think compost, quality compost, is definitely at the top. There's something that everybody needs to know is that compost, topsoil mulch, is not a regulated industry.
Right.
So a person can make a claim about their compost. They could call it the world's best. And in actuality, it could be the world's worst. So you want to be careful what type of compost you use because mm-hmm. let's just say that you've got a 4,000-square-foot turf area and you want to put a quarter inch of compost on that 4,000-square-foot area, then that means that you're going to use 4 cubic yards or 6,000 pounds. If that 6,000 pounds of great stuff, fabulous.
Right.
But if that 6,000 pounds of bad stuff, then you've got a lot of corrections that you're now mm-hmm. going to have to make.
Right.
So buying quality, number one. Now, I'm partial to humates. We sell a lot of humates, so this is kind of a commercial endorsement. But I like humates.
Which I don't mind at all.
Okay. Well, humates are carbon.
Right.
But they're stable carbon. meaning they don't go away very easily. Mm-hmm. When you use compost, it's active carbon, which is fantastic. It's going to be in a accelerating decomposition mode.
Right.
Okay, good. Yeah. Got it. But humates, their half-life are measured in decades. So very, very concentrated particles of carbon, extremely easy to apply, very, very, very inexpensive. And what they're going to do is they're going to feed the indigenous microbes that are trying to exist in your soil or your garden beds. You throw it out just like you would normal organic fertilizer pellets. You can put it through a broadcast spreader. You can touch it with the hand, throw it out. People even eat and drink humates because they got so much minerals in them. So you can put this into the – in fact, a lot of people don't know they drink humates, but they do. But what they do is they buy things called rock mineralizers.
Oh, wow.
And that's flavored with cherry or lime or orange, and it's, you know, it's just a good mineral drink. But anyway, for your lawn and gardens, the minerals will benefit the plants and the microbes. The carbon is going to feed the microbes either on the leaf surface or in the soil. Very inexpensive way to get carbon, stabilize carbon.
And you also mentioned opening up the soil,
which
humates is one of the top things that we use humates for at the park. Is we make compost tea, and compost tea has our city water has chloramine in it, as you know, Mike, but has chloramine in it, which is, you know, put in there to clean the pipes out to kill microbes. And so we have to get that out of the water to be able to brew a healthy tea full of life. And so humic acid does this thing where it bonds to molecules. And so it does that in your clay soils, bonds to clay molecules, and actually can open up some gaps, microscopic gaps in your clay for water and air to get in. So that's another great benefit to improving, really long-term improving your soil. And that's a quick flush. That happens like almost right off the bat when you put it down, dry or wet, which is a really like underrated kind of thing that humic acid or humates does. So I think that's a really cool recommendation on there. So you also mentioned molasses, which is like, well, I'll say the number real quick, 713-572-4610. Talking great information getting from Mike Sarant from MicroLife about, you know, improving your lawn soil, how to get the lawn that you really want to get. And so also just all the plants. I mean, you talk about nature pretty often, and, you know, if you're working against nature, you're going to find yourself in a pinch, and you work with it, you're going to find yourself successful. But we'll maybe talk about that in a little bit. But molasses, this is one of my favorites. But what do you see as some of the big benefits of molasses?
Well, molasses is carbon, right?
So true.
And it's you might call it a simple carbon. And so it's going to be great food for the microbes and for the fungi. The fungi like simple carbon as well. It's very, like humates, it's or humic acid, it's very inexpensive. It has got a lot of remarkable properties to it. I remember reading some research about trying to get rid of old ammunition dumps from the U.S. Army, and how were they going to bioremediate that away? And they decided they were just going to apply a lot of molasses and have the microbes break down the various gun explosive components,
heavy metals,
stuff like that. So molasses is very, very powerful. People love it for a couple reasons. It's aromatherapy. You spray molasses, you just feel really, really good. And we put molasses in humates in all of our granular and liquid MicroLife products. That's how much we believe in it. But you can do molasses by itself. It's soil and plant energy. You're going to feed the plants with a variety of minerals like nitrogen, potassium, sulfur. You're going to feed it B1, B2 vitamins. You're going to feed the microbes. And since it is a simple sugar, if your plants are actively growing, what you're going to see is a plant surge after you apply molasses.
Right.
And you think about what is photosynthesis all about, and that's about the manufacture of sugars. So molasses is not photosynthesis, but if the plant wants to make simple sugars and you give it simple sugars, what does the plant do? You know, ta-da!
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
More.
So,
that's
right.
Awesome.
Right.
Really growth booster kind of.
A growth booster.
But
right.
Through the soil, through the life.
And humic acid contains complex and simple sugars too, so you'll see a lot of the same things. But with molasses, since it's more simple sugar, if you're trying to get a plant response, like right now you're probably doing some cyclamen or some mums. And,
sure.
Maybe you've put out some ryegrass at home. You can just do an experiment and spray or add some molasses to those plants and just see if a couple of days they're just not like bigger, stronger, happier, healthier.
Sure. That's awesome. 713-572-4610. More coming up. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Christmas trees are here, and we still have plenty of trees. Hey guys, it's Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. This is our 46th year selling Christmas trees. Now that Thanksgiving's over, we still have plenty of trees for you to select from. So if you're looking for noble firs, Fraser firs, Nordmans, or Douglas, we are loaded up and ready to help you get your tree on. We offer custom snow flocking and delivery, and we have hundreds to choose from with locally grown poinsettias and Christmas cactus. So if you need a hostess gift for your holiday gatherings, you've found your place. And don't forget, you can still plant your flower beds now. We're lucky to live in Houston, where you can plant flowers year-round, and we are loaded with all seasonal appropriate flowers. Get your beds prepped and ready with high-quality compost and organic fertilizers. This will really benefit your plants and your soil to have beautiful, vibrant veggies and flowers. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Open 7 days a week from 8:30 to 6. Our extended holiday hours will be open till 9 p.m. most evenings. You can friend us on Facebook or go to plantsforallseasons.com for more information. And now, back to Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. We are back. 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. Talking with Mike Sarant of MicroLife, chatting through stuff. It's funny. We basically chatted through parts of presentations from Elaine Ingham, who's come in, and Jeff Lowenfels, who's been a speaker this year, did a great job talking about that same subject. And you just did a great job talking about the subject, so that's really good. But you mentioned some plants kind of at the end of the last segment, and one of the great speakers that I thought was really, really motivating and impactful, and I know that like Sherry and Zach and Anita were all there and were really like wowed by Doug Talamay last year. I don't know if you want to explore kind of some of the just brief impacts you had from him in this segment. We can go a little bit deeper into it in the segment after this, but just it was a really powerful presentation that he had.
Doug is phenomenal, and he's an entomologist by training, and he noticed something before the United Nations started noticing this, and he started noticing the decline of insects. And so for a lot of people, they may go, yippee, no more insects. Yeah. Well, folks, it doesn't work out like that. No insects, no humans. And so why are the insects declining? And he started doing his research, and it found out that it's the chemical pesticides. Mm. And there was an interesting research article I wrote read about neonicotinoids, that when they're applied to crops, that they actually don't control the pest insects. It doesn't work.
Wow, yeah.
Yet the residuals are there harming pollinators. So lack of or overabundance of chemical pesticide sprays, and then deforestation or changing of the plant material.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, wow.
So Doug's a very upbeat, positive guy, and he believes that we can save civilization by restoring a more abundance of wildlife, and we do that through plant selection. And so whenever we can, in our own personal landscapes that we build ourselves or we hire people to do, be it office parks or multifamily housing complexes or subdivisions, or what you guys are doing at Memorial Park, is that what we do is we plant natives, okay, things that insects can eat. And then from the insects, well, what comes birthed out of there? Then you have reptiles.
Right.
You have mammals. You have birds. I mean, go even think of things like bears. I mean, we don't have bear around here, but bears, 25% of their diet is made up of insects.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So everybody loves a cute bear, right? So Doug did just a great job, great speaker. He writes a book called Bringing Nature Home.
Yeah.
And from a very logical sequence, he just explains why native plants are always better for our environment. And that we're not talking about being even the drought resistance
sure.
or the lack of pesticide needs, but just the fact that we can feed animals.
When I love the it was an incredible presentation, and I want to explore a little bit what a native plant was, because Doug kind of redefined it a little bit. But we'll do it after this break that we have here coming up. So definitely going to see what your kind of concept of what he described was, and if it's the same as what I heard him. Just, you know, that happens sometimes. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Wabash Feed and Garden. A little bit of the country in the heart of the city.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Folks, Home Show Garden Pros is back. 713-572-4610. We would love to hear your gardening question. We've got a great opportunity to talk to a very knowledgeable person right now. John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources is on the phone. Hey, John.
Good morning, Danny. How's it going?
I am doing great. I got John here so I can ask him a question. I see a lot of different colored mulches out there, and I know y'all's mulch is just kind of this deep chocolate brown. What's the deal with all the colored mulches?
It's a way for people to get rid of old scrap pallets, junk wood. It makes plants sick.
Oh, gosh.
Then landscapers can sell them more services. Very bad for plants.
So they got this kind of lousy wood, and then they dye it. So really not the thing to use.
Correct. And a lot of the dyes cause health problems, particularly the black dyes. Most of them are carbon black, which is a known carcinogen. It's just not good. To get the dye to stick, you got to use raw wood. You might as well go down to your local cabinet shop and buy sawdust and do a better job.
But yours is dark. How does yours get that dark brown that it is? I mean, it's a nice, pretty dark brown.
Well, we always compost our mulches for at least a year, and get in just the nature of the compost and turns them a deep chocolate brown, increases the microbe content. And we also start from a different point. We don't use like straight scrap pallets or, you know, junk lumber.
Gotcha.
We start with the branches and limbs of trees, and the reason animals like deer, beaver, squirrel eat our food, it's full of vitamins and minerals and protein. Mm. So when you compost it, you capture that. So as the native mulch decomposes, it feeds the life in the soil.
You know, you guys have this dark brown, but it's not dyed. It's just naturally brown and naturally wonderful.
Yeah, the color of humus.
Well, how can people learn more about Nature's Way Resources?
Well, they can go to our website, naturewayresources.com.
Okay. Well, awesome. Well, thanks so much, John. That answers my question.
All right, sir. Well, you have a great one, Danny.
That was nice to hear from him, you know.
Oh, John's fantastic.
Yeah, super great. 713-572-4610. Actually, if you want to, you know, you want to answer a question, you want to talk to somebody?
Absolutely.
Besides me, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. So, hey, Bob, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Mike?
Good morning. Yeah, I was wondering if Mike has got any garden talks lined up for this coming winter spring semester.
Huh. You know, we were just talking about that. That's kind of funny.
Okay, well, when he does, also, could you put that on your website? Because, by the way, I'm the guy who will show up at Enchanted Forest for your early morning talk and
then show up again on
gardens in the afternoon, including that 2 year ago session with you and John Ferguson and then that synthetic guy.
That's a pretty legendary presentation, wasn't it? Yeah, it's that was the yin and the yang, the good and the evil.
Yeah.
The light and the dark.
But you all behaved well. No punches were thrown.
No, we did our best.
So, yeah, we're starting to line up talks now. We have one January 25th up in the Woodlands area. And then there's some garden clubs and some HOAs that we're doing. I can't remember the exact dates. But you can also go to the MicroLife website, microlifefertilizer.com, and we'll be posting those events as well.
Okay, excellent. And let's see, you mentioned the OHBA talks. What's that website?
It's WOHBAONLINE.org, OHBAONLINE.org. And you can get take a look at our educational calendar on that one. And we got some great speakers.
Phenomenal.
I hope that you're able to come to some of them, Bob.
Uh-huh. And sometimes you stop by the garden center just to talk mainly to the staff, I guess. Do you ever have sort of like informal Q&A sessions with customers, or just too busy to do that?
Well, no, actually, this is the great joy of my life is visiting about organics. I'm very happy whenever the nurseries or garden centers would like for me to come out and visit with folks. I love to do that. I get lots of great intel from you and other people in Houston, and I'm really fired up and encouraged by the way people are coming alive to the idea, the concept of organics. So my whole staff and I try to be available as much as we possibly can. I mean, this is probably the true joy of what we do is meeting people.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
thanks,
Bob.
Yeah, definitely. He, whenever I talk out at Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, he's always there and he's got great questions.
Yeah, right.
Really, really knowledgeable gardener. And it's awesome when just, you know, regular homeowner folks are so knowledgeable like that.
Yeah, that's right.
So thanks again, Bob, for that call. Great info. And, you know, it's fun. Maybe we should, like, plan some together Q&As, you know, just like sit there and answer people's questions together. And
obviously, Danny, if I could hang with a big dog like you, I'd consider that a big coup.
No, and you can sponsor it. It'd be great.
Yeah, I'm ready.
No, I'm just kidding about the sponsor. That was a joke. I would do it for just the joy of spreading the good word out there, so which is really important. So why don't you run through what the schedule is real quick to kind of fully answer Bob's questions. This is talking about the OBA schedule. OBA's got a great year planned. And you mentioned it being 2020 and just that you had a great thought on 2020.
Well, the year 2020, in our minds, that's the year of perfect vision. And that's when we do even more crossover globally, population, grassroots, where we all become more aware to what's really genuine. And that is love of nature, love of each other, healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Mm-hmm. It all makes great sense scientifically, medically. Everything that we're talking about is absolutely validated. So OBA tries to bring in these phenomenal experts, and they talk to us about how to go organic in our lives. And you can take that information or not, but they're great experts. January 14th, we mentioned earlier that we've got a functional medicine nutritionalist and Houston's premier garden vegetable grower coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then February 13th, we're doing the Houston premiere of a new movie called A New Resistance. And it's talking about how glyphosate manufactured by Bayer Monsanto has totally poisoned the world and what we can do about it. Award-winning movie. And then March 5th, we have Dr. Daphne Miller. She's globally famous. She's a holistic functional nutritionalist doctor, and she also wrote a book called Farm Ecology, meaning you don't need pharmaceuticals. You just need good, healthy food.
Right.
And then like my sheet treat that we brought in a couple of times, they'll explain why healthy foods heal us and prevent diseases.
Yep.
Phenomenal, right? And then May 6th, we have Suzanne Wainwright Evans, and she's kind of colloquially known as the Bug Lady, mm-hmm. and she is a premier expert on beneficial insects.
Oh, that's awesome, which is the best ally you can have with dealing with pests for sure.
Yeah.
Well, all that is also on obaonline.com, great website. And Mike, really appreciate you being here.
Well, thanks, Danny. Thanks,
William. We'll definitely have our MicroLife conversation later on, you know, in the show. But it's a great product. Thanks for making just an incredible product that makes gardening so much easier. So good job, man.
Well, Johnny, Danny, thank you.
No.
I appreciate the opportunity. And hope everybody has great holidays. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Love digging in the dirt, coaxing herbs and vegetables to grow? Start healthier this fall with organic fertilizers, plants, and advice from Wabash Feed and Garden. I'm Betty Hecker here, inviting you to visit a little piece of the country in the heart of the city. You'll find everything you need for fall gardening and healthy pet foods, too. Bring the kids. They'll love our barnyard critters. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610. We're different, and that's good. WabashFeed.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We are back getting this garden talk going on. Love answering your questions all morning. Appreciate them. A lot more of that in the whole show. But now we got a special segment. Is it time for Ask the Yard Geek with Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer?
Hello, Danny. How are you?
I'm good, Bob. The Yard Geek right here talking to you.
In person. Let's go.
Well, thanks for hopping in to answer this question. It is from Jessica in Bel Air, right in your neck of the woods, right?
Yes, sir.
So she asks, how does winter mulching help? And what are the signs for selecting a healthy mulch for my flowers and landscaping?
Obviously, you preach that every show you're on. I mean, mulching is very important for our soils and our plants. So we mulch in the summertime to kind of protect the soil from extreme heat. Also helps retain some of the moisture in the soil. In the wintertime, it's very important that we do because it helps protect the soil if we ever do have a hard freeze. Also do the same thing. It will keep the soil moist and everything like that during the winter season. Mulching is very important. A 3 to 4 inch layer on top of your plants, your shrubs, your trees area, things like that will be very beneficial to you in the winter months. Just make sure you don't mound that mulch up around the base of a tree. You're just going to go up to the crown of the tree and then just kind of mulch out from there. But a 3 to 4 inch layer would be great. There's several kinds to choose from. Pine bark mulch, hardwood mulch is a little darker, and we sell a black velvet mulch, which is almost black, which is very popular. That's for decorative reasons. People like the way a darker mulch looks than the reddish brown that the pine bark offers. But mulching is very, very important, and I think that it's all organic. It dissolves into organic matter into our soil after it decomposes, so it's a great idea all around.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's just a good thing to do, protect the plants and improve the soil.
Yes. I just want to remind everybody, if they have any kind of yard problem and they're looking for any kind of solution, just take a picture with your phone or bring a sample in to me. I'll be glad to look at it and help you identify the problem. We have organic and synthetic solutions to fit any budget. Easy to find. We're at 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. Or email me your question at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milligan.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.